Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Kempire is brought to you by
Philly. The Kempire After Dark live experience is coming to you first on July 10th. Yeah, that's the same day that Real Housewives of Orange County is premiering, but our show will be better. I guarantee it. It's a night of hot topics, comedy, and so much more with special guest Alexander Rogers. Spilling tea as well. And don't forget, if you are in Atlanta, I'll be there on August 5th. Then we'll be in D.C. on August 22nd. Then back here in New York City on September 12th. All shows have meet and greets available, so get those if you don't already, if you want a picture with me or Kiki with me. And don't forget, the New York City show has a live stream option exclusively. And what I say in Washington, D.C., Philly, or Atlanta will not be the same thing that I mentioned in New York City. And don't forget, you have access to that live stream link for at least a week. Be sure to check out the description for more details on how you can be a part of the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live summer tour.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Podcast fam, this is a podcast exclusive. I was called to do this special podcast episode. It's so funny. Okay, first of all, thank you all for being podcast listeners. I know a lot of you probably are from our YouTube fam, our TikTok fam, or some other social media, but you're here and you listen religiously to our podcast. Our podcast has grown exponentially over the last 6 months or so. So shout out to all, and I'm sure with the ditty of it all, a lot of you are discovering us. And for those that are just discovering us here on the podcast, be sure to check out my YouTube channel. There's a lot of content there as well. And one of the things that we always talk about on the podcast and on our YouTube platform is about astrological signs. And we've had Femtaro on the channel. We've had different psychic mediums before on the channel. So I just want to give a trigger warning, but also a warning to those that might not be into this. I get it. Not everyone is. But if you are vaguely intrigued based off the title of this, I would listen, because maybe this will open you up to maybe something that you weren't into before, especially if you went to go see Sinners, because Sinners, for me, the movie really should have been a wake-up call for us as a people, especially Black people, when it comes to us being connected to our spirituality from the motherland. I just want to point that out, because I would have hoped that movie would have opened up a lot of our minds, that a lot of religion was forced on us, and a lot of what we used to believe in, we have been told is evil and it's wrong. But anyway, I say all that as just as a precursor for someone that might be new here, might not know that we always talk about astrological signs and psychics and things like that, and you might not be into it and this might not be your thing. That's fine. I don't do things for likes, views, and things. I do a lot of my stuff because I'm passionate about it. I love talking about this stuff. Literally, I'm recording this on a Friday evening when I've been working all day. But I said, this is something I am passionate about. It came up. This video literally came up when I said, okay, I'm going to have a little snack. It came up maybe not even 30 minutes before on my Instagram. If you follow me and I follow you, we can put little messages at the top of our profile, just like a short message. And I was just called to say Free Wendy. I've been saying Free Wendy for the last, you know, ever since it started. But I hadn't really posted Free Wendy in a minute, but something called me to say Free Wendy. I turn on my TV to open the YouTube app just to kind of see. I'm like, well, let's see what's on YouTube, even though I have so many other apps. And this Sloan Bella psychic reading. This is Sloan Bella's first psychic reading of Wendy Williams. Mind you, Femtaro and I have done so many different readings on Wendy Williams, but this was her first time doing it. And if you don't know who Sloan Bella is, she's done so many different celebrity psychic readings over the years. More specifically, what has really garnered her the attention of the hip-hop community and the Black community was her reading on Kim Porter. And a lot of what she's predicted came true when it came to Kim Porter, including timelines. So if you haven't gotten into Sloan Bella's readings and things like that, I do, as you know, here we always cite our sources. Please head on over to her YouTube channel, subscribe to Sloan Bella, go check out those Kim Porter videos and some of these other celebrities. She's done a few celebrities. That's why I was so shocked when she did Wendy's, because normally she does the readings on people that have passed on. Wendy has not passed on, but what she says about Wendy and what Wendy's going through, she confirms what Femme Tarot has been saying in regards to Wendy does not have dementia. Wendy will see the other side of this. But there's something that Sloan says about what's going on with Wendy is going to kind of make you go like, wait, what? What's happening? So let's listen to this. I'm going to stop and go. Again, I will be posting the full video in the description because I do want you guys to go over there and listen to it straight through. We're doing this under copyright use of fair use. And again, I just found it so intriguing that I wanted to talk about it. I didn't want to do a video and talk about it because then this would become work. I really just wanted to really share what she said with you guys and react to some of what she's saying. So let's get into this and then we can react.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sloan from SloanBella.com, and I am back with another energetically vibrational channeled celebrity video. Now, this woman has been in the forefront of media scrutiny for the last several years. Based on her once very successful and trailblazing career, taken down by family members, put into a conservatorship under the guise of helping her health, questioned about her mental health, having all of her money stolen from her, taken from her under the guise of protecting her health and her stability and her mentality, while all accusing her of having some mental and physical issues, which they keep announcing publicly as in trying to justify their behavior of this once loved, still loved, but once loved public figure. Now, I'm talking about Wendy Williams, who was born on July 18th of 1964, 9:30 p.m. in New Jersey. Now, Wendy's chart is really interesting to begin with. She is, if this time is correct, she is a Cancer sun. That's going to be correct. She is a Scorpio moon with an Aquarius.
First of all, if we've learned anything from Femme Tarot already, knowing that Wendy is a Cancer sun, that's already very intuitive and very psychic. But to find out that she's a Scorpio moon, Wendy Williams is probably psychic and fighting it. Because, you know, especially, again, when we talk about the movie Sinners and the way that we grow up in the church and Christianity, and it sort of beats us out of our spirituality, Wendy, and Sloan talks about this in here, Wendy is very intuitive, damn near psychic, but the fact that she is a Cancer sun with a Scorpio moon, she is straight up psychic. She just hasn't tapped into it.
Aquarius rising.
Aquarius rising, and it's the age of Aquarius right now.
Yikes. That is connection, rejection, avoidance in temperament of the energy, at least astrologically, which I like to look at first, give or take what's going on. She has Venus and Mars in Gemini. And it's interesting because the Venus and Mars in Gemini literally basically explain her communication style, which she was called a gossip radio shock jockette, gossip radio television TV show about gossip. I'm going to reword this with the Aquarius rising, ahead of their time, truth teller, punished for telling the truth. That's how.
That was one of the biggest things that I got from this, amongst a lot of things that you guys are going to be shocked about. But she later says in this video, she said, Wendy wasn't a gossip. I know that's what she's been labeled. That's what she even called herself. But Sloan says, no, she really is a truth teller ahead of her time. And I think we are, and this is what, especially when we talk about the Diddy of it all, everyone is now saying this. Now that Wendy's not on our television screens, they're now saying, oh no, Wendy is a truth teller. She's been telling us the truth this entire time.
I see the energy of this. She has Neptune in a wide conjunction to the moon. The moon in Scorpio is wonderfully articulate and stubborn beyond, and will prove a point till there are no more points to prove, which is what I believe she's trying to do now. Mars in Gemini, Jupiter in Taurus, Saturn in Pisces, Chiron in Pisces, although they're not connected at all, meaning degree-wise, they're far apart. Her north node is in the sign of Cancer. She has Pluto in Virgo, and her Pluto in Virgo is, in opposition to that Saturn in the first house approaching the second house, which is really interesting. She is an Aquarius rising. Halfway through her first house, actually more than halfway through, Saturn is approaching the second house, out of sign, early Pisces, 4 degrees of Pisces, but it's hitting the second house. Now, this is interesting. When Saturn is placed in somebody's second house, this isn't in her second house, but it's running up on the second house. So when Saturn is placed in somebody's second house, it's fascinating because it gives the ability for great wealth and great poverty at the same time. Mm. And because it's placed in her first house in Pisces, there was the most recent prior lifetime where she was run out of her life. In other words, her life ended quickly and suddenly without...
Pause. Do you guys believe in past lives? I do. I strongly believe in past lives. I even did a past life regression with FemTaro. She does do those in case you output. I'll put everyone's information in the description for those that might be interested in getting one done. And we went through one of my past lives before that I ended up getting killed by a bear. I'm sorry.
Warning. So this was due to the power and control of other people in her life, past life. This life that Pluto sits in her seventh house. This is her public recognition, fame, and partnerships. It sits in that house of Virgo, where she is scrutinized, critiqued, undermined, basically thrown off her throne for a takeover. If this were a corporation, we would call this a takeover. So that Saturn is being activated again. And it's being activated, or has been activated in the last several years, in order to throw her off her game. This is interesting. They keep saying she has alcohol-related dementia. Now, I know she has something with her thyroid and Graves' disease. That might be the same thing. But she has that issue. That's one issue. And that would be the Jupiter in the sixth house. And that would also be the area in which she's unable to cleanse her energy, so unable to understand her expression and why she does things the way she does them, so not able to heal clearly. Okay, so there's an element of that with her. Now, what's fascinating is I don't think she has dementia. In fact, I'm sure she doesn't have dementia. Here's where we get into the psychic element of it.
It's funny because so many people have been saying this intuitively. You guys have been saying it in the comments section. Everyone has said she doesn't have dementia, especially now when we look at the diagnosis that was made a couple of years ago versus Wendy Williams that's been interviewed. I've been saying that I feel like there's something off with Wendy, but if it was dementia, progressively it would be worse. It hasn't gotten worse, so it can't be dementia. They want us to believe it's dementia. However, it's something else, and a lot of you have said you believe that people have poisoned her. Well, buckle up.
When I'm looking at Wendy's energy, what I see is I see something that she drinks every morning that is like a vitamin drink, a tonic drink, something along these lines. She has been rewired chemically through the medication that they hide and give to her behind her back. So she's unaware of what's happening. I also go back, way back to early in her life, where there were bouts of depression and maybe feeling like she didn't feel well enough to continue in this lifetime, which will happen with a first house Saturn up until about the age of 42. In which case, if they hit the age of 42, then they're done. Like, there's no problem after that. Their depression leaves because they've cleared that past life sudden ending, which was a takeover in that lifetime. So Wendy's vibration is both elegant and elevated, but they're trying to take her down and make her seem like something else. She also struggles with her ability to trust her psychic ability, her instinct, and the way that...
And this is what will happen if you do not embrace what is your purpose in life. Speaking of purpose, I just went to see the play, which talks about that. It's very deep for those that have been wanting to see Purpose on Broadway. I've been mentioning every time I've done content since I saw it on Thursday. But this goes back to the saying when, you know, life is throwing you these little pebbles to for you to pay attention. And the minute you don't pay attention, then they throw a brick. I also believe that there are things that you're supposed to be doing, not necessarily psychically or anything like that, just anything, whatever your calling is in life. If you don't embrace that, your life is just, it's impossible because you're not following your calling. Your life is, it becomes traumatic and dark and depressing.
She feels about things. She really struggles with that. She super struggles with that, where she doesn't have the understanding that what she's feeling is actually what's going on. She has tremendous psychic insight and an acumen to be able to execute it if she would listen to herself. But because of the way she was raised and the way in particular that she was spoken to by the female mother figure in her life.
Which is, see, this is where it would be really good to do an interview with Sloane, because I would be able to give her context when it comes to Wendy Williams and Wendy Williams' story. And that's why I work so well with Femtara when we do our collabs, because I give her the context and the history and the, I'm like a connoisseur of Wendy Williams' history. Because when you look, even though Wendy doesn't really talk about the relationship with her mother, there have been signs and symptoms of that relationship being challenging over the years when it comes to growing up the way that Wendy did, not being the skinniest and the little microaggressive things her mom, or passive aggressive, I should say, things that her mom and dad would say when she was younger. So it's interesting the time that we saw Wendy really, for lack of a better word, snap in this lifetime was when her mother passed away.
She questions herself, and that's been 99% of her problem. She was raised in a very toxic environment to begin with. Now, her medical issues have been placed on her in order to take over and take control and power of her for two different reasons. One stemming from the most recent past life and one stemming from this lifetime enemies. However you want to word that.
This is interesting. So this is important for you guys to pay attention. She's talking about Wendy Williams in this lifetime battling a past life and this current life.
So we have a takedown of her energy, and they're relentless. Her relationships are former, the men in her life are former past life enemies, okay? She has a lot of aspects which are beautiful and open her up. I'm talking astrologically. And then she has a lot of aspects which pull her back into the past life. So it's like she's fighting on two separate timelines and not sure how to maneuver.
And that's an important thing. I think this will blow people's mind, because this is something that I've been studying and thinking about and just listening to different people that talk about timelines, because I think we all think when we think past life that the past life was behind us and happened already. But what I've been coming to understand from some of these great thought leaders is that time is all happening at the same time. So that past life that we think is in the past is literally happening at the same time. I know that's hard to understand, but let's just start there. Let's just start there.
Concerted effort, and believe it or not, this person who's trying to take her down, I don't know who it is, meaning I personally don't pick up who it is, but it's female. And I feel like the woman controls a lot of different people like puppets working for her. And Wendy was stepping out of line. Wendy has a very split temperament in that she goes inward and goes outward. She shows you what she wants to show you outward, and she keeps what she wants to inward.
That's very Cancer. As a Cancer rising, I can attest to that, but that's very Cancer. That's the whole, they're very soft on the inside, but they have the shell on the outside.
They have trained her, and I don't know if there's military in her background. I have not looked into that, but they train her like her brain is split. So when she doesn't obey them, it's like a dog with a collar around its neck that they zap, and they do this to her. That's what the dementia is. The dementia is premeditated from outside sources internally into her. So the reaction appears to be dementia. And then when they let her...
It sounds like something like people have speculated that's happened to Britney Spears.
Her other medical issues, which are legit, go out of whack. Then it looks like she looks and appears crazy. What I would say it is energetically is neglect and sabotage, neglectful sabotage. This is what I feel is happening to her. I do not feel she has dementia. This woman does not have dementia. She will literally be cleared of dementia. What she has to watch is the next several months when we get into October, November of 2025.
Mark your calendars. The last time she gave a date on something was the Kim Porter situation.
They're going to try to take her down again. And there may be some medical concern at that point, out of the blue and suddenly. Now, she has to watch that because it's a concerted effort to violate her autonomy as a person, her freedom. All she wants is freedom. This is so interesting. The woman is an Aquarius rising. If there wasn't another sign for Braveheart and the word freedom, it would be that. Along with the Jupiter in Taurus in the sixth house, she needs complete freedom to express herself in a monetary financial way with her own money. And that's exactly what they're trying to take from her. They're trying to throw her into an imbalanced position and create a problem. I believe it stems from early on in life, though, like literally very early on in life. Like I'm talking before the age of 10. I am not sure what the family dynamic was, but it was very toxic and it was put on her. Now, there's...
And although Wendy is very private, she has hinted at issues growing up, being very disconnected from her, although she loves her family, and this is not to down her family at all, but she talked about the dynamic feeling, because she is a middle child, feeling very distant from her parents. Although you would see her parents on the show and things like that, she would make little snarky remarks that, oh, all of a sudden now they love me because I have my daytime talk show.
A lot of energy between her energy and the mother's energy, and this is very expressive in a negative way for Wendy. And I feel as we look ahead in the next several months that she's going to relive a lot of that in her past, and as a result of that, she's going to have to flush that out of her energy field. Now, as for her choice in men, don't know what to say about that, but as for her choice in men, Wendy is empathic. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this in...
She's got to be empathic. You're a Cancer sun and a Scorpio moon. Okay.
A real, real way. I've mentioned this. Some people that I read in my day-to-day practice have this, but very few people are what... I guess I've labeled it a mirrored empath. There's empath, there's heightened empath. A mirrored empath, and Wendy is one of them, is a person who is... targeted because of their empathic nature. And where a heightened empath is one that transmutes the negative energy of the people that violate their boundaries, which is basically what an empath is. They feel, hear, and see everything, and they are empathic to the other person's plight. But while they're being empathic, their boundaries are being violated left, right, and all over the place like crazy, and they end up being brutalized emotionally, physically, or a combination of financially. Wendy is a mirrored empath. Not only does she take the energy and transmute it for the person that she's with, in this case, husband, she transmutes it. She then allows herself to reflect back to them their behavior in order to karmically allow them a chance to change. Karmically allow them. So she stands basically in the line of fire and says, all right, this is happening. How are we going to fix this? And when the people don't respond and they don't follow through energetically, she's left broken and defeated, and they move on. But they don't move on without consequence. Because
and when you look, if you, and again, this would be where I would add context to Sloane in regards to knowing what's going on with Kevin Hunter. The minute he separated from Wendy, his life, although he probably thought for a second, oh, everything's good. Literally, when she divorced him, they were taking back his, I forgot what kind of car, it was some luxury car. Since then, his life has not been the same. That's why he's been suing everyone and anyone. I believe he's also sitting down. Is he sitting down with Gail King in regards to an interview? I don't know if that's happened yet, but his life has fallen apart since leaving Wendy. Or when he left him.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
To a mirrored empath, not just a heightened empath and not just an empathic person. Those are three different categories and three different levels of empathy. When you do this to a mirrored empath, that is, God has put this person in your life to reflect back to you what you need to change in this life or face consequences because of your actions. So when you think you're getting away with something with a mirrored empath, you are not. You are not. You will come up against it again. And Wendy has allowed that. She's also allowed that in her childhood family. This is part of the reason why she was targeted, because she didn't heal it. Now, none of us heal it when we're young. I don't believe we heal it. We run away from it. We marry it. We go to school to get away from it. We skip the country. We go into the army. We have children. But it's always brought back around until we deal with it. We have to deal with it. If we don't deal with it, a mirrored empath speaking as Wendy Williams, if we don't deal with it, then it breaks us down. And she's come to that point where her boundaries have been crossed to the point of abuse. I can't even the way that I feel. But I'll tell you something, the Scorpio moon conjunct that Neptune, even though it's wide, that Scorpio moon is relentless. It will get even. It will find vengeance, as it should, on an emotional level. When she clears this up, which she will in the next 2 years, if she gets
that's good
through
news.
The
Let's pause on that, because it's similar to what Femtaro has predicted. She does see a happy ending in regards to Wendy Williams and her story. Because I know right now it feels like, oh my gosh, it's improved a lot though in the last year or so, especially with the Free Wendy movement. And this is why I think it's important for us to continue to say something and not just sort of let things go. So the fact that she's giving another timeline in 2 years, she's saying.
Issue I see stepping up October and November. These are organized takedowns or hits or subversive behavior to annihilate this woman so that she can no longer be who she is. And it's coming from a most recent past life. Like, literally, she just jumped right back into this life to try to fix why she left so early in the most recent past life. This is what that problem is. And her...
And honestly, knowing Wendy Williams' personality, I don't know her, but knowing her personality, because the first thing that came to mind is that she should go get a past life reading. Because I'm telling you, when you get a past life reading, then you kind of like, oh, that happened in a past life. So now you know, this is what they talk about doing shadow work. Now you know why you jumped from that past life and immediately came back into this current life without healing what happened there, at least you now know the information. This is why I love psychic readings, because it's not just knowing about the future. It's about knowing the tools of where you're from and where you're going to help you along that path.
Ability and her strength is very prominent on a soul level. She will end this cycle if she can do it. Now, when you look at Wendy's chart, she's got grand trine, she has a kite, she has a T-square, she has a grand cross, and she has a rectangle. So she has conflicting points of reference all throughout her chart. But the one thing is the Neptune at the top of her chart, it's actually in her ninth house, approaching the midheaven, but the moon is like right on that level as well. But the ahead of the Neptune, what's happening is she has to restructure and reiterate her entire philosophical viewpoint from childhood on. She can no longer stay in this frame of reference, this mindset. She cannot. She has to allow herself to see the world in an entirely different fashion. And this is so hard for her. She actually literally believed what she was taught growing up, as many of us do, obviously. Now, that energy is coming through really strongly. This is a fight. This is a spiritual war for her soul. Energetically, the past four lifetimes have been the same battle throughout time. She has been followed into this life. I'm not even joking. Followed by the energy of people that familiarize themselves with her. Family members, lovers, children, friends, business acquaintances, networks. These are people set up in order to topple her ability to break free from this cycle. She is literally in a cycle where they have bound and gagged her, and she's trying to break free. She's going to break free. So interesting, because Uranus in the last several years was in Taurus, and it would have been squaring her ascendant and her Scorpio moon. Well, it would have been opposing that, squaring her ascendant. Very interesting. Very interesting. It's coming from the roots on up, and she is being split apart. Also, we have that Pluto going from 12th to first house with her, which means she either dies or gets her freedom, period. She has to do one or the other. So she's been followed through lifetimes. Now, here's what's fascinating. Wendy is not a gossip radio
listen to this
jockette.
Part.
Shock jockette, as they tried to label her, because they got to label everybody, because we can't have anybody unique or independent, God forbid. She is not that. She is not a TV talk show host. She is a pawn that's been positioned and has been bred to speak in gossipy terms while relating the truth. She is what we call a truth teller, way the fuck ahead of her time, okay? A truth teller. She is a person that actually saw, observed, intuited, spoke, stood behind her words, got in your face and said, you want to fire me? Go ahead. I'm not changing what I said. Never back down. Do you know what kind of internal fortitude that takes? And then they did a complete coup and took her over, dangling in a carrot in front of her fucked up husband, okay? Dangling a carrot. She actually has a lot of female allies in her life and also female enemies. Her biggest problem is intellectually, when a man connects with her, she's kind of gone for that. So she has like a...
And if you know Wendy Williams, she's been very open about that. She loved her some Kelvin. And then even after Kelvin, she was ready to move on and be in another relationship. Even when she was around town and before she was in a conservative, she was talking about that she got married and she was in love. And I don't know how real that was, if there was a real person or whatever it may be. But she is a lover.
A very heightened need to have communication, and it feels very familiar to her through relationships. So she needs to have that relationship, like where you feel connected to somebody and it's like, yeah, I'm connected to them. So we have this connection. The connection is made up to take you down. They're operatives coming in, energetic operatives, not government.
That makes even more sense when you think about Kelvin. But then also look at Will Selby, who was her manager. She flirted with him. He even talked about how she sort of flirted with him as well. And he, I believe, was another one of those people that were in her life that weren't necessarily good for her, allegedly.
Operatives, energetic, soul operatives that have followed her, tagged her soul in this lifetime under a different name, under a different expression, and tried to take her down. They took her out in the last lifetime. She was removed from that last lifetime early on, like young, under the age of 40, taken out of the lifetime by her choices, set up and taken out. Now, how does that look? That can be somebody that's so devastated by behaviors in their family situation that they overdose, or that they become violent, get arrested, get beaten up. People set people up. She was set up in the last lifetime. She is set up in this one, but she will break free of it. It's not going to continue. The only concern I have is October, November of this year, 2025, with her health issues. Another inkling as she's starting to unbind herself energetically. Like, she's literally, I don't even know if she's cognitively aware of this. She feels it for sure. But if she's actually aware of it, the cognition to understand that this is a higher level of work that she's doing here and having to break. This is over many lifetimes that she has been stalked energetically to stop her from gaining momentum and following her soul path, which is to completely do a 180 flip and elevate out of what she had previously done in other lifetimes. They used her throughout lifetime after lifetime after lifetime in order to harbor her energy as their own energy. She has been stalked. This is the equivalent of stalking. When you think of stalking on Earth, like your ex-boyfriend stalks you, so-and-so stalks you, weird girlfriend stalks you, whatever. This has happened on an energetic level throughout time. This is high energetic magic arts going on. She was removed in the last lifetime to block her and force her to have to deal with the same shit again while still trying to elevate herself. This has been the problem all along. It's bizarre, but it's been the problem. So Wendy has had this happen throughout lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Totally problematic for her. In this lifetime, she's going to free herself from it. I free myself. I throw it down. I walk away. This is a really weird analogy. That movie, The Jerk, with Steve Martin, it just popped into my head. I don't know if she likes that movie or whatever, but where he says, you know, they try to take his fortune and everything, and he's like, I'm going to take my chair. I'm just going to take my pants. I'm just going to take this stuffed animal. And he's got like four things and he's loading them up, but he's leaving that life behind. And then suddenly the energy flips around and everything is okay. Suddenly the energy flips around and people rise. This is about her finding her inner strength and fortitude and learning how to elevate herself without fear. And she does have no fear. When you look at her, she literally has
career,
no fear.
If you look at Wendy's career, she had no fear. The things that she would say on the radio, the things that she would say on television, people would say she was fearless. And this is why, because I know Sloan Bella is not 100% familiar with Wendy Williams. She's somewhat familiar. But if you look at her career over the years, everything that she's saying based off of her birth chart is 100% accurate.
Has the public support, because ultimately people can see what's happening and they don't believe the story, the narrative that's going on with her. They don't believe it. They know that she is in the process of a takeover that is no longer suited to who she is as a person. So they know this, and she has that support and she can feel that support. Now, energetically speaking, she's going to have to weed out a lot of people around her. I'm not talking managers, agents, people who have authority, people who put her on 52, 51,
50s. Well, right now that would have been the conservatorship. So I don't know if she's talking about other people that's around her. But remember also in the documentary, TMZ documentary, Wendy blamed her son for getting her in this situation.
whatever they are, 72-hour holds to check her mental stability. She doesn't have dementia. She was poisoned into that. She doesn't have it. It's not a thing. That's not what happened. It's very easy to make somebody, by medicating them, think that they've lost their fucking mind. I mean, that would be hallucinogenics. That would be any type of anything that counteracts another medicine. Some people take cough syrup and fall asleep while they're driving. So just imagine if you are given a medicine that really goes against your body chemistry and fucks with your brain. I also get that what they did for her depression issues, this is like a decade or so ago, caused tears in her brain or in the lining in her brain. So she may have something that was stimulated in the brain, electric shock therapy. I don't know if she's done that, but I feel like they've done something like that to her that's caused.
I mean, there were a few different things that Wendy alluded to over the years in regards to going to rehab. So we don't, and there were some things that she was doing, but like all natural stuff that she was doing in regards to her health. But again, Wendy was very guarded, very secretive. There's probably tons of things that we don't know about Wendy because she was so guarded and secretive in regards to what she was really going through. But there was a period of time that she said that she was drinking more. And so who knows? Who knows what she was going through at that particular point?
Caused her brain chemistry to change. This is not what it is. She's gaining cognition back, but it's from really having things that she ingests that have nothing to do with her organic body function. She does not organically, which means naturally, to achieve dementia or senility, or whatever they want to call it. She doesn't have that. That is not what's happening here. They have orchestrated it to appear a certain way to justify their actions and to take over her actual life, like to actually take over her life. She is trying to integrate two sides of herself. I'm going to say this. I don't know how this happens. I don't know why this would happen, but on a soul level, part of her soul expression has been pushed outside of the bounds of her etheric body. So the soul body, this is the physical, our hands, physical touch the face, physical body. There's an etheric body. So your soul body, the auric field, the soul body. Okay. So we have several different layers. Like I wear a sweater, I wear undergarments, I wear a jacket. Those are different layers. Her soul body has been broken. And that reminds me of when you go pregnant and you go to the doctor and they poke something through the uterine lining to get to the little baby and steal the water. They have done this to her soul. So it's been perforated and they have removed part of her essence or energy. So fragmented her ability to express her energy in one long, clean, smooth line.
And honestly, because I watch, you know, different clips of Wendy, especially recently this week. When you see these old clips of Wendy versus literally Wendy had met up with one of her old producers, and I see it in her face, like there's something gone. It's not dementia, but there's something gone. So when she describes this energetically and spiritually, I'm like, I get it.
And as a result, that's why she lost strength and lost cognition, along with doing things to her to like poison her, okay? Or make it appear that she was medically fragile when she's not and isn't, okay? That's not what the issue is. I'm going to repeat this again. She does not have dementia. Now, when you look at this energy, it's been siphoned ever so slightly out of her body. So she's lost momentum, lost energy, unable to function. I cannot maneuver in the way that I want to maneuver. There's so many different things going on with her that it's so interesting. It's causing this cause and effect that is not allowing her to, it's not allowing her to move the way she needs to move in unity with self. And that also has to do with part of the integration from the past life that she's living in this life and this life that is the current life. They're running simultaneously, but not within the same frequency or vibration. Mm. So she's constantly pulling up or pulling down. She needs it to be like aligned in a line. And that's what's happening right now. That's how I see it. energetically with her. She will break free. And I'm going to repeat it again. October, November 2025 is a marker for medical issues to come up again with her. And I'm not sure why, but this is just what I see. She is uniquely fighting a battle that we look at as a earthbound battle. That's part of that Jupiter in Taurus. When Jupiter is in Taurus, now Jupiter obviously is ruled, is the ruler of Sagittarius ninth house. So this is expansion, otherworldly things. Jupiter is actually the study of things that happen after we die. Okay. So philosophy, theological pursuits, philosophical, all those kind of things. Like what happens when we die? What do you think of this religion? That kind of thing. It's that kind of conversation. So when you have it in the sign of Taurus, which is earthbound, Taurus rules the earth, Venus ruled, but earth ruling.
Pause. And Jupiter just moved into the sign of Cancer, which is so interesting of the timing of Sloan Bella doing a reading on Wendy Williams, who is a Cancer sun. Just want to point that out.
Okay. So the very mundane aspects that dumb us down here, money, houses, this, achievement, success, all the things that don't really matter, but they do while we're here. Okay. So the societal language of this ghetto planet, sorry, I have to say it, prison planet, she has that combination. She's fully integrating both sides in this life. That's what's happening. She's been removed after lifetime, after lifetime, after lifetime. And in this life, that's what's shifting. That's what's so fascinating about her. It's fascinating, y'all. It's fascinating. She is able to shift and change the direction of her life through this struggle. Once she clears her energy and walks away with just a chair and just the purse on her shoulders and says, fuck you, you will never control me. And the audacity of people in this life who actually, it's a chain reaction from a past life and something that happened like four lifetimes ago. Once that is settled and freed up, she will be in a different cycle and will have cleared that energy and foundationally be able to continue on. And shame on the people who stood in front of her knowing full well what they were doing, because you messed with a heightened mirrored empath. So you had a chance to correct your actions in this life.
So what she's saying, very much like what we were talking about with Kelvin, when she mirrored to him what he needed to heal. And the fact that he didn't do it, you see what his life turned into. So whoever is doing this to Wendy, when she awakens from whatever she's in, we're going to see, well, I don't know if we'll see it, but they'll see it in their own lives, how this is going to affect them karmically.
Talking about the people that are trying to take her over and they chose not to. They chose not to. Repercussions of your actions. Yeah, that's what's going to happen, because she suffered directly as a result of your willful, controlled takedown of a soul and fighting for it on a soul level. Not just Wendy here on earth. That's just one portion. It is a spiritual takeover. That's why she has to fight like this, but she will do it. She will free herself. Anyway, that is my first reading on Wendy Williams. And thank y'all so much. My name is Sloan from SloanBella.com.
And I will be posting Sloan's full video for those that want to watch it straight through without me interrupting. But I wanted to add context because I do know a thing or two about Wendy Williams. So I wanted to add some context. Literally, I just watched this video before. And then I said, you know what? I think I want to do a podcast talking about this, because we haven't talked about Wendy in a long time in regards to what's been going on with her. The last thing that I literally saw was that she had a lunch, this is one of the positive things that have come out from the Free Wendy movement, is that she's had the ability now to see more of the people that love her and were friends with her or worked with her. So I love that. The other thing that I saw recently was that Kelvin is supposedly doing some sort of interview. As you know, he's been very litigious. He's trying to, because his life has been in shambles since departing from Wendy. Wendy's life has been in shambles, but I think it's going to definitely get better. The way that Sloan explained this makes a lot of sense. His life has not been better since leaving Wendy for Sharina Hudson. So, guys, as always, you know, as I said before, if you've made it this far, you're obviously were interested in hearing. And maybe by the end of it, you're like, maybe I need to go get a reading from someone. I'll post FemTarot's information and, of course, Sloan Bella's YouTube video on this in the description of this podcast episode. A reminder, don't forget to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. This is where we incorporate astrology when it interlines with pop culture. And we haven't talked about Wendy in a long time. Head on over to our Instagram or our Twitter or our Blue Sky. Hit me up. Let me know your thoughts. If you're listening to this on Spotify, there is a comment option on Spotify. Let me know your thoughts on this special bonus episode. Even though I did so many videos, 2 podcast episodes today, and now here's another one. This one won't come out till Saturday morning, though. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Show me some love by giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And shout out to those of you that support all of what I do by donating to our Cash App or Venmo, PayPal, or buy merch or whatever it may be. Anything that you do to support independent journalists. Okay, independent media personalities like myself is always greatly appreciated. So thank you in advance. I will see you all in the next podcast episode. This was a podcast exclusive.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, you can hear Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. More information can be found on KempireRadio.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.